I like to do a little character study. You can turn to 2 Chronicles 34. I thought this week about our revival meetings. And the openness that we need to have before God. This is should be a time of refreshing for the saints, a time for self-inspection, God speaking to us. And we need our hearts open to Him and allow Him to work in us that which is well-pleasing in His sight. And may the Lord bless us in that. This is a story about Josiah. There were two boy kings. Joash was a king. He became a king at 6 years of age. And he had the priesthood to help him. But Josiah came into the throne as a child of 8 years old. And he had no priesthood to help him. And I can't imagine how an eight-year-old boy would have done that. But it's in the scriptures. And I'm going to read some of it, and then I'm going to make comments as we go along through this story. And it's a beautiful story of a young man that did what God wanted him to do. And God said some good things about Josiah. Now, just to get a little bit of a picture of where Josiah fits in. Josiah was born, according to the chronological Bible, he was born in 648 B.C. Jeremiah was born just 2 years before that. Daniel was born 20 years after Josiah was born. Ezekiel was born 26 years after Josiah. And Zephaniah says that the word of the Lord came to him during the reign of Josiah. So all of these men, Jeremiah, Josiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Zephaniah, maybe it's a couple more, I don't know, I didn't look for all of them. But of those five men were contemporaries. And Daniel lived in Israel part of the reign of Josiah. Now, Josiah's great-grandfather was Hezekiah. We know he was a good king. Hezekiah had Manasseh as a son, and Manasseh became a king, and Manasseh was a terrible king. He filled Jerusalem with blood. He was a terrible king, and that was Josiah's grandfather. Now, Manasseh went down into Egypt. No, he went to Babylon. The Assyrians had Babylon at that time. And down there, he repented. He repented of his sins. And he came back to Jerusalem. The Lord brought him back. And he did some reforms. Not near what he should have done or could have done. And then he had a son, Amon. And Amon only reigned 2 years. He was 22 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 2 years in Jerusalem, and he was a terrible king. And this was Josiah's father. And it's amazing that this man, this young man, Josiah, if you're a 34, let's just start to read a verse 1. And Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 31 and 30 years. Now, he did not have a long reign. If he reigned 31 years and he was 8 years old when he started reigning, he died at 39. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of David his father and declined neither from the right hand nor to the left. Now that is an amazing and a young man. I don't know. A lot of times you read Kings and you know who their mother was but not their father. I don't know if women raised the children or what and had an influence on them. But he walked in the ways of his father, Verse 3, and for in the eighth year in his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David's father when he was yet young. This king was just now 16 years of age. And he began to seek after the ways of David his father. He began to seek after God, the God of David his father. Some tremendous things. And in the 12th year, just 4 years later, he'd been 20 years old. He began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence and the images that were high above them. He cut down the groves and he carved images and molten images and he break in pieces. He made dust of them. He strewn upon the graves of them that sacrificed of them. He burnt bones of the priest upon the altar and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. Now, this king, Josiah, I'm not sure how many hundred years it may have been. When we go back to Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the prophet that went from Judah down to Jeroboam, to Bethel, and prophesied against the altar, and the altar was rent, and Jeroboam reached out his hand to grab him, and it froze. That prophet was the man that was prophesying about Josiah doing these very things. That's who he was talking about. And different times, kings, I think Hezekiah tried to bring the children of Israel into his revival. I mean, that's the northern kingdom of Israel. When I say Israel, I'm talking about the northern 10 tribes. Judah was just one tribe. It was Judah, and I think Simeon was in the inheritance of Judah. And then it says, and so did he in the cities of Manasseh, and he was going into Israel. He did it in Manasseh, he did it in Ephraim, he did it in Simeon, which was part of Judah, and unto Naphtali and to the Mattocks around him. I think it's other cities around them. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images unto powder, and cut down the idols thereof of the land of Israel, he returned to Jerusalem. He had made a thorough purging of everything that represented idol worship. There's a tremendous, amazing thing about that. As we go on with the story, you will see it. But in verse 19, it says, in the 18th year of his reign. Now, he was just 26. He was a 26-year-old man. He was a king. And it says in verse 8, in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan and Azaliah and Mezariah, the governor of the city, Joah and the son of Joash, the recorder, to repair the house of his God. Now he had cleaned up the land, and now he was going toward the temple. He wanted to clean the temple up. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought into the house of God with the Levites, and kept the doors, and gathered the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, the money they brought in, and all the remnant of Israel, all Judah and Benjamin, and they returned to Jerusalem. And they put their hand to the workmen and the oversight of the house of the Lord, and gave it to the workmen that wrought in the house of the Lord to repair and amend the house. Even to the artificers, the builders, gave they it the money to buy hewn stones, timber, couplings, and the floor, houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. And the men that did the work faithfully, and the overseers of them that were Jahath and Obadiah and the Levites, the sons of Mariah and Zechariah and Meshulam and the sons of Kohathites, set it forward, and the other Levites, all that they could skill of instruments of music. They were also bearers of burdens and overseers of all the work that wrought in the manner of the service of the Levites. There were scribes, officers, and porters. Now, I don't know what all is included in those verses, but there's a lot of work. Some of the kings had stripped gold out of the tabernacle. That's a temple that Solomon built. They had stripped the gold out. They had sold things off, took things to pay other kings to fight against their enemies. And they were taking these things out of the temple. And verse 14 starts another segment of this story. And in this part, we see that Josiah was doing this without anything of the book of the law of Moses. It's a beautiful story, and I just love it when I read it, of this man. And when they brought out the money into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. And I believe it was there because God kept it there. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan, and Shaphan carried the book to the king. Now Shaphan was a scribe, I think he was. And they brought the king word back again, saying, all that was commanded to thy servants, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of the Lord and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers to the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, Abdon and Micah, Shaphan the scribe, and Isaiah the servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me. This is just an awesome thing. And this man was without the book of the law. And he was purifying the land. He was in the process of rebuilding the temple or refurbishing it on the inside. And he says, go inquire of the Lord for me. And for them in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. This book. Now, he had the law. We have another book. But are we ready to do all that is written in the book as we read it? We have knowledge of God's will. We know what he wants. He has told us. There's a young man that was pursuing the God with all his heart. And when he realized the great wrath that God had spoken against this place and these people, he rent his clothes and said, go inquire of the Lord for me and for thee. I found that song that I talked about one year about, go inquire of the Lord for me and thee. for so hath the king commanded. Ask of the Lord for me and thee. And they did. And they went to Huldah, the prophetess, who dwelt in the college, and they asked her, and they inquired of the Lord and said, tell us what the Lord has to say. And this is what he said, and thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the curses that are written in the book, which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be poured out upon this place and shall not be quenched. You see, God had said that's what's going to happen, that's what happened. But this man made a difference. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, so shall ye say unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel concerning the works which thou hast heard. And there could be sermons preached on the next verse. Because thou wast tender. Because thou wast tender. You see, back in the beginning it says, he began to reign and began seeking after God, that it was Father David. I thought it had something about being tender there when he was young, yet anyhow, very young. He said, because thine heart was tender. You know, we need a tender heart. Not an oversensitive heart. And we sometimes have that, but I believe we need a more tender heart, one that is touched by the word of God and by the preaching of God. And this is a revival in Josiah's day. It was a revival that he brought about by what he did. And about the king, and didst humble thyself before God when thou heardest his word. We were hearing about humility this morning. About a man that was proud and would not humble himself. But here's a man that rent his clothes and humbled his heart. When he heard the words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and hast humbled thyself before me and did rend thy clothes, and weep before me, I've heard thee also, saith the Lord. He says, I will gather thee to thy grave in peace. And Josiah went on, we're running out of time. Josiah went on to put all the priests, if you can read it on down through there. He put all the priestly orders back in position. He told them to take their place in your orders. David had already set that up, how the priests were supposed to go up and how they served. And he put all that back in place. And he called Israel, he wanted to keep the Passover. Moreover, Josiah kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem. And they killed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. Now, when Hezekiah had that Passover feast, it wasn't on the 14th day of the first month, because people had not been cleansed. And Hezekiah prayed for them, and God permitted them to go ahead and do it on the time that it was. And he said unto the Levites, verse 3 of 35, that taught all Israel that which were holy unto the Lord, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, did build. Someplace the ark was taken. Either the previous kings had taken it and moved it out. Maybe even Josiah took it out to rebuild the temple. But anyhow, he said, put that ark back in the temple right where it belongs. Josiah was precisely following the law of God. He wanted to do God's will. And he did it. and prepare yourselves by the house of your fathers after your courses, according to writing of David the king of Israel, according to the writing of Solomon his son. And stand in your holy place according to the divisions of the families of your fathers, of your brethren, the people, and after the divisions of the families of the Levites, and so kill the Passover. Just going to skip over some of this because I really want to get the last verse 18. Because they made provisions and everything, and they had all kinds of animals. They had thousands of animals, and they had small cattle and large cattle, and they sacrificed these. And it says in verse 18, and there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. From the days, in other words, Josiah kept the Passover better than all the other kings, clear back to Samuel. There was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did the kings of Israel keep it such a Passover as Josiah kept, and the priests and the Levites and the Jews and Israel that were present in the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, the Passover was in the young man, was just 26 years old. And God blessed him. God preserved him and gave him a place in history. And God had prophesied about this young man. And he fulfilled all that God had asked him to do. Now, the challenge I want to leave with you this morning and myself as well is as we face the next 7 days, 8 days, 7 days after today, let our hearts be tender. Let us be open to the Spirit of God and the Word of God as it moves in our hearts. And God will surely bless us and preserve us in inheritance. And Josiah is one of the great kings of Israel and one of the most precious that I can think of as a young man. We expect old men to be wise, but here was a young man that was ready to do what God wanted done. And he did it. May God bless us the coming week as Brother Vernon comes to share with us. Let us kneel for prayer.